How's it going, Sha?
Fine. Fine. A very resolute fine.
We got you back on the visuals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks, to the untrained eye, it looks the same. But on this end, all of his stuff, my roommate came back, moved his stuff into his room, most of it. Things that were moved around so that we could get his stuff into the living dining area.
Yeah.
We haven't put that back the way it was. And frankly, I don't know if I want it back the way it was. I don't even know if I want it anymore.
Okay. We can announce a yard sale here. That's good.
But I did manage to pull out a bench and get something working where I'm up against my trusty wall again. But actually, this is more comfortable than the way that I've been doing it for years.
Rock on.
I'm like, yeah, we always had this wrong, which I don't think we did. We didn't always have it wrong. It's just more comfortable for me because I have to keep a foot up, you know, and it's easier this way than it was the other way.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So this may be the new, the next movement. This may be the next movement.
The ha-ha movement.
Yep. So
I'm about it. Hell yeah. I like that, yo. Captain Morgan podcast right now, yo. One leg up. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to, as usual, make peace with adjustments and, you know, like adjusting my expectations as to when I should be 100%, which I feel like in my brain, they told me it'll be a year before you kind of feel as close to normal as possible. So
yeah.
And I'm like, all right, a year. But everyone I talk to has no idea what it's like. So they're just like, so when do you stop using the crutch? And I'm like, when it stops hurting, you know? Their pieces just kind of fall. And they're like, I mean, they didn't give you a date. And I'm like, have you not hurt yourself ever? Did someone give you a date? And on that date, you were like, yep, they were right. I'm 100%. That's BS. You're still walk with a limp now. And I bet that was due to something that happened 15 years ago. So
seriously, watching you go through this, I have a new empathy for like sports and athletes in general. Like people be like, yo, you sprained your ankle. You ain't back in 2 weeks.
My roommate and I were discussing that last night when I was just like, okay, I need to, like, this will be a while. Just because a couple of days ago, I woke up in pain and was just kind of in pain all day. And I, in my infinite wisdom, was like, well, I've done something wrong. I've backslid. I didn't, I don't know what I did, but I made everything hurt again. And instead of just being like, no, this is going to hurt for a while, like, you will have days like this. So I was talking to my roommate about that, and he's like, you know, it's not like, you know, football where, you know, you hurt yourself and then they expect you to be back out in like a week or something. Yeah. He's like, you know, they shoot them up with steroids. So you're not getting that. Yeah. He's like, I feel like only baseball is the one where someone hurts their leg and they're like, oh, and they're down for like down for the count.
Oh yeah, yeah, we take mumps off, baby. Yeah. You know
what I mean? But he's like, football, basketball, you know, they rebuild. They come out so fast, you're like, whose leg are you using? You know? Who on the coaching team no longer has a leg?
I'm convinced that's why basketball players was wearing those sleeves. It's just like, all right, listen.
Holding on, someone else's.
Just tape that shit on, B. All right, go for it out there, yo.
That is highly possible. Listen. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's true. I don't really have that kind of situation. So that is a very good point.
Nah. It's only been like, I feel like 3-4 months? Am I
crazy? It really has.
I feel like it's reasonable.
Yeah, like close to 4 months. Yeah. So I shouldn't be back clogging anytime soon. Like I'm not supposed to be tap dancing right now. I am. I am supposed to be struggling with stairs, I think, which is exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's a process. It's gonna take a while to recover. My dad hurt himself like a month and a half ago now. He like dislocated his shoulder. Mm. He's getting surgery tomorrow for it. And like everyone but him is cognizant that he has to slow down.
Of course. Yes.
You know, he's like, yeah, I gotta go fix this in the house. I'm like, you don't gotta go anywhere.
Right.
I don't know how shoulders work in the Dominican Republic, but like here in America, like, I don't know. It takes a while, bro. B. You know, on top of that, like it's been a while since you've been hurt. You 60 now, homie. Like,
oh yeah, it's gonna hit different, my man.
Yeah, that recovery time ain't automatic like that, yo.
Yeah.
You gotta chill out for a little.
Yeah, but, I was excited to chill out, and I still am. I mean, except, you know, part of the world wants me to keep going. And I'm like, but I'm supposed to be chilling. If the world was just like, keep chilling, I don't know if I'd be this anxious. I think I would still be chilling because I would understand that I'm not doing this because I'm lazy. I'm doing this because I'm hurt.
Right.
But now I'm in spaces where, you know, I have to be hurt in a space where I wasn't hurt before. And people are like, well, that's cute that you're hurt, but how long is this going to go on? Like, there's no, you know what I mean? And I think that's something that's our bullshit American pull up by your bootstraps thing. But I'm like, yo, I'm hurt, you know?
Well, if you don't say like the clothing, be like, I'm not trying to think.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a real injury.
If you don't want to see me hurt, then don't demand that I come back. Like, you know what I mean? If it reminds you of your mortality, then fucking adjust the office rules or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just very, you know, everyone, they see me. I'll walk because I got to walk without crutches. You know, I got to practice that. So they'll see me walking without crutches and they're like, oh, you're doing great. You'll be back to normal in no time. And I'm like, I am concentrating so hard on not falling.
Real talk, yo.
You have no idea the mental work I'm doing right now to seem like I'm moving at a turtle's pace. Oh boy,
ruin for you, homie. Real talk, man.
Yeah,
I won't stop saying it. I want it to happen, but I am cognizant it's gonna take a while.
Yeah,
you know.
Good luck to your dad and the journey he's about to go on.
Listen, he's motivated because, like, you know, we're gonna do a family trip, and you know, he has a valid reason to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But also, you know, like I'm cognizant of the fact that, like, you know, my siblings are a lot younger than me.
Right.
And my kids are the only grandkids he has, and they're like teenagers. So like, this is a trip where he has them, you know what I mean? So like, he's really pushing to go. Cause I don't know how this happens again. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah.
You know, so he's like, nah, B, I'm doing surgery tomorrow. We flying on Sunday.
Yo.
I'm like, all right.
Oh, man.
Straight up. Like, we got info from the airline. He's like, yeah, you can cancel day of. All right, cool. So he's like, yeah. He's like, don't call that in. He's like, I need to know. If I cancel, I'm canceling an hour before the flight. But, like, I'm trying. I was like, all right, I believe you, my G. But, you know, you also live a block away from these people. You can see them whenever you want.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this is beautiful that, you know, we put this together. I really want you to be a part of it, and I hope you can make it. But, like, you know, not at the cost of you not being able to, like, write forever, you know? So, yeah, you kind of need that arm.
Yeah, he dislocated. He didn't break any bones, did he? It's just like a...
Yeah, like, I know, like, he's like some type of ligament damage is involved. Ooh, so, like, no bones,
yikes.
But,
yikes.
But, yeah, like,
yeah.
He's down for the count for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not trying to flex or anything, but sprains and ligaments are worse than broken bones. Just because there's no a bone, you know, you're trying to heal that bone, and then all the other stuff will, I guess, get to working once the bone is okay. But if they're already hurt, like,
yeah, because like the bone self repairs,
right?
You know what I mean? Like the ligament, if it's damaged, like they take another ligament. Like they go elsewhere. Like, ah, you don't need this one that much. Like, that's wild work.
You know? It's all, it's amazing how our bodies sometimes have extra parts, and then sometimes it's like, no, that was the only one. And you're like, oh shit.
Like, word? I can make a ligament out of an appendix? That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh man.
Straight up. But he's trying. He's trying to like pretend he's going to make it. I don't think he's going. I think he wants to go.
Right.
I think he's going to try to go.
Uh-huh.
I think he should not go, and the doctor's going to make it obvious.
Yeah, surgery, they open you up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they close you back up, and sometimes they forget stuff. They leave their keys in there. Like,
yo, this is,
like, if they've opened me up, I'm going to sit still for a while.
Real talk, during the warranty period. Like,
yes, exactly. Right. Well, before everything heals, if they got to get back in there, it's a little bit easier to pop them stitches.
Real talk. When I buy a new car, I don't make any crazy trips for like a month. I need to know, oh, this is good.
Yes.
Everything's local. Yo. Right. I'm like, yo, my man, you wildin', homie. Like, you out here test driving the shoulder in another country? Nah, man.
Nah.
And I know you. I know you, bro. You're going to pretend you 45. You gonna try to go out there swim because you back home? You gonna put the shoulder? Nah, man. I need you sitting down. It's summer here.
You know what I mean? Calm down. Yeah.
All the sun you we going over there for? We got it here now. if we talking about winter, I'm with you. But my man, it's April. Like, we got it. You know what I mean? You got a nice yard. I'll bring the kids. I'll buy some sand. I throw the sand out for you all over the floor. You know what I mean? But I've caught that dude 2 times come to my house to throw out the trash. I'm like, I throw out my own trash normally.
Right.
Why are you out here throwing it out today to like get extra work in? What and it's part? A whole there's a whole little contingency. I gotta go over there and talk now that I'm thinking about it.
I gotta go.
Yo,
where they don't stop them, they just let them go.
Because it's not just that shot. The other side of the block. There's 3 crippled neighbors right now. All of them 55 to 65.
Right.
All of them getting hurt, and they all trying to do the most. Real talk. My mechanic, he 56 years old. He got like a back injury. I seen that dude trying to do oil changes yesterday. I'm like, yo, Rohan, my man, like, yo, I respect the hustle. All your kids is in college are better. They all adults. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing all this right now, my G? You lived in this house since 1970. Don't tell me you got mortgage payments. Everything's done. All right? Like, what are we doing right now, homie? Like, this is when you, all that work you did, this is why. So when stuff like this happens, you could sit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sit down. You know what I mean? He like, nah, man, I got customers. I don't want to lose them. I was like, I hear you. But, yo, like, you're hurt. It is what it is. Like, you can't be doing this stuff. Be out there with, like, the little walker.
Oh, no.
And I see the truck goes up in the air, and he's like, see, I could change it this way now. I was like, mechanics shouldn't be doing this. He's like, I don't got to roll under no more. I was like, I understand that, but that's not a choice you're making. That's the world telling you you can't do that right now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he's next door to my dad, so they over there being handicapped together. You know? Yo. Now, man, they just kicking it over there being 2 old dudes is hurt. You know what I mean? Oh, and then, like, last week, Frankie, the third old dude that's on the other side of my dad's crib, he busted his ankle. So we got literally, like, 3 out of 4 houses in a row. It's just 3 old dudes is hurt, all complaining about being hurt and not being able to, like, be active because of their family.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My son gives me the updates because he got to walk by all 3 of them to get back from school.
Right.
So he's like, I saw him outside fixing the car. I saw Dad and Frankie, they was cleaning the yard. I'm like, why are they cleaning the yard? They all got other people in the house.
That's so funny.
Real talk. You know,
yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want to. I'm not upset because I can't do my stuff. I want to be able to relax. Yeah. They're looking at this all wrong. I don't want to do stuff. There are people that exist that can do stuff for me.
Amen. I'm playing this exact beginning of the podcast as testimony. Other adults understand this, what you're supposed to be doing right now, Pop.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so. Just chill. Because then now you're not, you know, like making it worse and then elongating the healing process, all of that stuff. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I just move slow. I tell people to move, go around me. Wave them around like I'm in a car. Use the other lane, man. I'm on the shoulder. I'm as on the shoulder as I can be. If I could slide down this handrail to keep everybody moving down these stairs, I would, but I can't. So
exactly.
Just go around.
Listen, because now like all they're like being like MacGyver of their like bodies now. Like every time I like talk to them, they tell me about like this new trick they figured out to still do the thing, you know?
And honestly, it's hard to fight that because at physical therapy, they're trying to show me the right way to move, which honestly is never how I've ever moved. So, I find myself like physically coming from a different area to force my leg or arm to do a thing. And I'm like, oh no, I think I'm supposed to be lifting from this part or moving from this area, bending with my knee going this way. But you probably do that as well. And you don't even realize it because you've adjusted so much. But when someone is like, you know, you're supposed to actually, this is supposed to work this muscle. And I'm like, I don't even think there's a muscle there. Okay, well, try to do these things, working it. And you're like, oh shit, there's been a muscle here the whole time.
Word up.
That actually probably doesn't work that well. And I've just been ignoring it and forcing through sheer will, throwing my body around. And just ragdolling it through life.
Yo, low key, that's the album name right there. Ragdolling it. So let's talk.
Oh,
that's got a fire. You know, like related to this, it's been 2 weeks now. I've been making it a point that at the end of the day, when like the kids go to bed and me and Gabby watch TV, I go upstairs and before I sit on my sofa seat, the first like half hour, I do the Asian squat thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I have to hold on to something, but, like, I'm making it a point to, like, do it every day for that exact reason. Like, I saw, like, a video about how, like, you know, like, everyone that complains that their knees hurt, ironically, are people that, like, don't use their knees.
Yeah, right. I've lived most of my life not bending my knees.
Yeah, I've
bend from the waist, and I'm like, I'm going to fuck up my back this way, but my knees are already fucked up, so I guess they have company or something. So that's what's hard right now about me trying to figure out how to work stairs is that there is a split second where your knee is carrying that weight, and I've been using momentum. Also, I'm like, well, I've also walked up and down stairs real weird. And it's probably because I always have just leaned forward and propelled myself upstairs. And I was kind of aware that I did that, but then I was doing it once and Langston Kerman was like, wow, you really leaned forward when you go upstairs. And I'm like, oh, I guess I do.
You know how forward you got to be leaning for someone to notice?
Yeah. I'm just like head down and just shooting upstairs. So I'm like, oh, so I guess this is me trying to figure out how to do it bending my knees. And my knees are not happy with me right now. So, you know, I came in with a broken ankle, but I also, so now I'm in there with a compression sock on one foot and then two compression things on each knee. And I'm just like, yeah, at the next time you see me, I'm going to have a fucking neck brace on, like all of it. This is reverberating all the way. It's going all the way to the top. A helmet, all of it. She broke her ankle, but she's in a full body cast. What happened?
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, think of all the money you'll save on lotion. You know, you won't see your skin anymore.
Oh,
it's covered
boy.
In wraps. You know,
I know, but I'll be so pale. That's one thing I'm happy about because, man, those first few weeks afterwards, I my leg just looked like just a clean chicken bone. Just a clean chicken bone. And I was like, will it ever be brown again? You know? And now there's so much blood rushing down there, and it gets swollen sometimes because the blood doesn't know where to go, that it is now browner than the leg that's actually doing all the work. So I'm like, will these ever look like the same?
Oh, man, if something happens, they can only identify you on one side now. You
know what I mean? Right, exactly. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Well, the team is rooting for you, troops correspondents.
Yeah, that's, you know, good. I mean? Thanks. And also, I'm so sorry to bore you all again with tales from the ankle, but we're getting through this. We're getting through it, I swear. Amen.
Let's get into the news. Kicking it off, German museum worker was fired after hanging his own art in the gallery.
I mean, right. Yo, there's a will, there's a way. You know what I mean?
It's inspirational, quite honestly.
Yeah.
For a brief moment, one German man achieved his dream, his artwork hanging in a famous museum. But just hours later, the aspiring artist's hopes for his big break were dimmed when his stunt, instead of landing him in big trouble with his employer and the police, the 51-year-old exhibition technician and self-proclaimed freelance artist smuggled one of his paintings into the Pinakothek der Moderne in Munich, Germany, on February 26th, and it and hung it on the wall in one of the galleries, according to the German tabloid. After security discovered the newest addition to the museum's collections, they promptly took it down, the display, and the man was fired. The museum's press spokesperson confirmed the incident and the employee's termination. A technical employee of one of the four museums represented in the Pinakothek der Moderne, who had not previously attracted attention in this regard, mounted the object in an exhibition room of the Sammlung Moderne Kunst outside opening hours. As a result of the incident, he has been banned from the museum until further notice, and his employment will not be continued. They took homie out. He had access, obviously, because of his job, to be able to do that. He's gonna have to pay for damages cost. As of right now, not too heavy. The total damage is estimated to be roughly $107. The picture was removed and confiscated.
Oh, well, I mean, no harm, no foul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you see a chance, take it, as Steve Winwood would say.
Amen. Amen.
Like, I mean, he's there at night hanging art. And it's just like, I mean, there's a little space. It wasn't that big. It said it was like 26 inches by 43 inches.
Yeah, they could have let him rock, yo.
That's not big. You know? It's not like he painted a mural on the wall where they then would have to get paint and close it down and all that. A couple of little, you can spackle that away.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He would have done it himself.
Yeah, exactly. It was his job. Yeah. You should have made him spackle it away and then, I guess, fire him. I don't know why he's got to be banned. But also, I mean, if he got a picture of that on his phone, pardon me, then, like, good for him.
Yeah. Low-key.
He could say, I hung in the, you know, like.
Yeah. I think most people would pay $100 to say that they hung their artwork in a famous museum for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Like, he'll get that. Like, you know what? The museum, if they're short on money, that's a fundraiser idea.
To come and hang your art.
Have your art hang for 1 hour and is based on whoever donates the most for that hour.
Yeah. Museums are never short on money.
Fair.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. That's a gallery thing, and hell, that's actually what a gallery already does. A museum is like for hanging for people to see, right? And a gallery is like hanging for people to buy.
Okay.
That's why galleries are smaller, and there are so many of them. But like art, yeah, that's the. Whereas a museum is like an institution, so. Works in a museum are already owned by people.
Right.
Who are loaning it to museums. Whereas galleries are like, the artist just made these and they're like, hey, would anyone like my wares.
Right, right. Okay.
So, yeah. So that's the difference. So, I mean, that's hell. I've been in art shows where it's just like, we're going to do it at this club. You come, bring your stuff. Everybody bring one piece and we'll hang it up. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But that is that. But I mean, I don't know. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah. I rock with this, yo, honestly.
Yeah.
He got a lifelong memory, lived his dream.
Mm-hmm.
He get another job. Know what I
yeah.
mean?
I mean, he's a handy dude. You know, it's not like he had an art specific job.
Yeah.
Like he hung shit. He can keep hanging stuff.
Yo, I'm with it. He, if anything, he proved how good he was at hanging stuff.
Right. Right.
So yeah. He's like, I hung everything they told me and extra stuff.
Right. Exactly. You know, I mean? Look how I found the room to put my thing up. I wonder if he like walked through and was just like, yeah, this is the room where my art is closest to what. You know, I mean, they did find it in like an hour. So that was probably just cameras or, you know, one of those security guards who just stands and tries to keep people from touching the art, but they just memorize the room, basically. Yeah. And I wonder if they were like, wait a minute. That's not.
Well, this don't look right. Now,
wait a minute.
We got stuff up with crayons now? You know what I
mean? Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Why is that held up with a magnet, a refrigerator magnet?
So. Yeah, interesting. You know what I mean? Macaroni art at the museum. That's
very retro. Oh, someone's going to do that for sure.
Keep living the dream, homie. Real talk, man.
I love that.
In other news, escaped racehorse spotted waiting for the train at the station. Speaking of living a dream, I love this. Hell yeah.
I love this so much.
An escaped horse was captured on security video waiting for the train at a railway station in Sydney, Australia last week. The transport for New South Wales posted a humorous missing persons alert on social media Wednesday, describing the individual as last seen heading to Warwick Farm Railway Station after escaping the heavy rain. Photos show the horse walking along the railway platform amid a storm on Friday, and standing patiently as the train pulled in, as if waiting to board.
You know, look, we're all being cute about it, but what if that horse was really trying to get on that train?
Real talk, yo, he had a date.
He has stuff to do. We don't know what's happening with these horses.
That's fair.
We don't know. They can communicate in ways we don't understand. I keep trying to tell. The reason I'm obsessed with the animals getting loose all the time is because they know something. And they are trying to get away. And they're going to leave us dumb humans behind. I can't say as I blame them. This horse was like, I got to get the train. This shit is.
Real talk.
Yeah. I got to get out of here.
Go. Go, B.
Yeah, well, this weather is too much.
You know. I don't think, you know how like animals don't, I mean, I'm assuming they don't understand what we are doing with our phones because the technology is made for us.
I feel
like animals make their own technology and we don't understand it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Real talk. Yeah.
Like that horse might have the horse equivalent of a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And he's on the apps. You know what I mean?
Going on a date.
Straight up. He's just like, yo, I swiped right on this shorty. You know what I mean? She sent me the day at 7. And y'all hating. I didn't bother anybody. I just took the train. And you see the pictures. He got a little rain jacket on.
Yeah, he is ready, yo. Fly. Yeah, yo. He's going to fly with his blanket on.
I'm telling you, yo. He was about it tonight. He's like, yo. See, waiting, you know what I mean? Before I get over there, I got to get there early, buy some flowers.
Right, like he was going to just gallop over there, but the rain,
you know what I mean?
So he's like, let me see what these dumb humans be taking.
Real talk. He's like, I can go myself, but like, it's a day. I can't show up sweaty.
Right, yes.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I got to take the train.
You can't ride a bike to a first date.
Yeah, you know what I mean? First impressions.
Yeah, yo, absolutely.
I'm telling you, yo. And he's like, yo, it was love at first hoof. You know what I mean?
No.
He's like. You know what I mean? It went down, yo.
Oh my God.
Oh no, they got, I'm telling you, I think they got their own thing and we don't see it the way they don't see our stuff.
Right, exactly. They definitely don't trust phones.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that we got a little thing in our hand that we're constantly staring at while they're on the other end of a leash or while we're trying to absentmindedly feed them. And they're just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. But yeah. I promise you, they got a thing like that. And yep. It's just, we don't get it. And we make up stupid reasons for the things that they do, but we don't know. You know right. what I mean? I'm telling you, yo.
Like, the dogs sniffing each other's asses has been their fucking Facebook for as long as they've been alive, just catching up, finding out birthdays, seeing what's going on in the news. It's all in the ass.
Real
it's
talk.
All in another dog's. You know,
I'm telling you, yo, this, I don't know. We got to learn from them. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
We got to figure something out. But I hope he made his date. Probably talk, not, because I think his owner or the dumb human he's been assigned to, like, caught him in the parking lot or something like that.
Came in, and not like that. And, you know, like, people don't think about the other side of this story, you know? Like, there's a poor young lady out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Heartbroken. She doesn't believe in love anymore after this, you know?
He was coming for you. He was coming for you. There's a poor mayor out there. He was coming, I swear. There were pictures. He was on the train. He's a little goofy for one to take the train, but he's a good horse. He's a good horse.
You know? Now she's a poor cat horse. You know?
Horse? Yes. So when you see those videos of, like, this cat and this horse are friends, know mm-hmm. that horse was stood up.
Straight up. Yo,
and it's like, and probably the cat too, honestly.
Yeah. That's how they bonded.
They're all, it's basically the Golden Girls. It's when you're seeing animal friends that you never thought would be friends. You're looking at animals that are just like, well, I guess I'll hang out with you.
Yeah. That's not a state person.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh boy. This is a very sad realization to make as a single 51 year old woman whose roommate is going to move out soon to live with their girlfriend. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I guess it's just me. Just me and the cat, huh? This cat and this human, or you'll never believe who are friends.
Oh man. In other news, many FBI agents are struggling to make ends meet. Housing costs are to blame. Many FBI agents are based in cities with high costs of living and struggling to make ends meet, forcing them to make hour-long commutes or double up in apartments, according to the Bureau and Justice Department. Natalie Barra, president of the FBI Agents Association, said she's heard from two or three agents sharing apartments near New York City, others who commute 4 hours each day back and forth to their field offices. Some circumstances are even more extreme. They're having to juggle being able to afford rent and or utilities versus being able to actually buy groceries. So it's getting to a level where it's becoming very difficult to not only recruit agents into these high cost living areas, but also to retain them in those areas. A survey last year found more than 2/3 of agents who live in these places said it's difficult to manage on their current salaries. Agents Association is pressing for a housing allowance to support those who work in places where rent or mortgages are more than normal, specifically New York, Newark, Honolulu, San Diego, San Francisco, LA, Boston, Miami, Seattle, and DC. They're asking for $165 million to be included in the Justice Department's 2025 budget to pay for the pilot program.
Okay, let's just jump to see what they make.
In New York, for example, starting salaries for FBI agents hover around $73,000. But that is, but a nonprofit group in the city reported that people need to earn at least $100,000 to afford food, housing, and transportation there. That number reaches $150,000 to cover a family of four. Oh, shit. I don't know how we doing it.
How am I living?
Real talk, yo. Shout. Apparently, we are below, like,
right? And I'm getting, ooh, good Lord. Okay.
Oh, shit. Huh. How we been doing it? Oh, crazy.
And I'm not even doing anything as ridiculous as FBI. Not that the FBI is ridiculous, but I mean, I don't, you know, no office manager gets a vest, you know, with office manager on the back of it and reflective lettering. So,
yeah, that's kind of hard, though. Real talk, you should.
So my life is not in as much danger as, say, an FBI agent general. But
I read this article and I was like, yo, I should apply to the FBI. $70,000. You know what I mean? Starting salary? I could do that.
Yeah, but can you if it actually costs? I saw the headline of this and I was like, just stop asking for so much money for places to live. And then I went to another tab. Like, I feel like, we had a moment. We had a moment when COVID first hit and everything was in disarray that we really could have
reset. Fuck it.
We could shake the table and we could redo how we see everything so that everyone would have a piece of something.
Yeah.
And instead, it's far worse.
Like, yeah, yo.
I don't see how, like, the housing crisis, you know, I mean, media throws around housing crisis and great recession and all these terms or whatever. But I mean, like, people are struggling and, like, you can feel it. And it's, and I just don't see what can be done because I see what could be done, but. Everyone just seems to move like, nah, that's not an option. I'm like, why isn't it an option? And it feels like it's moving backwards. But I'm like, but shouldn't we maybe admit we've gone too far in this direction and go in another direction? I know that's hard for like big things like a country or a boat and stuff. But like, I don't know. Something's got to, you know, something has to change because if the FBI... If they can't get enough FBI agents, and I'm not 100% sure of what they do, but I feel like whatever it is that they're doing, they probably should be paid more.
Yeah.
But everyone should be paid more.
Fair.
And things should cost a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we won't have to have FBI agents busting into places, waking up.
They over there like just going into crime scenes like, yo. Arrest him, but also, like, what's the rent here?
You know what I mean? Clear him out. Clear all of this out and then notify the landlord that I am interested in this place. If they won't have to paint, I will paint.
Oh, man. Yo, I was seeing a documentary recently about Japan. Mm-hmm. And how for like 20 years they like I suck at obviously understanding finances to the extent that I would need to, but right. They apparently they're like their economy to save it. They mm-hmm. literally like froze like the way that money works. So okay. Like they prevented people from other countries investing in Japan and kept the value of dollars the same.
Okay.
For like 20 years. So like, you know, the equivalent of like a bag of chips mm-hmm. costing 25 cents in 1995 and staying the same today.
Okay.
So like it like stabilized their economy. And in order to do it, they had to like prevent outside dollars from investing and taking advantage of this like weird situation.
Oh, right.
But it allowed the country to kind of have like stable stuff like mm-hmm. yo, like you make 50 grand a year and while that could be higher in another country, you know for a fact what 50 grand will get you in Japan. It'll get you a decent house, you could buy food because food always costs a certain
amount.
There's some about it that I was like, yo, this is kind of interesting. And like it was just basically a country like they like interviewed the guy in charge of the economy there. And essentially like, he was just like, yeah, I said, fuck it. like just did something that every other country told me not to do. And like, he had like a negative, like inflation rate mm-hmm. and like every other country was like, don't do that. It throws off the economy for the rest of the world. He's like, yeah, I don't, like, none of y'all got it figured out either.
Right. So yeah.
This helps my people. And they chilling.
I mean, yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, why
Real
not?
Real talk.
We could do something it here. Drastic. I don't think we could do it here. Everyone's too independent minded.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this fucking country is everybody is so like, no, you know, they're their own, I don't know, they're fucking bootstraps, but only on their property. I don't know. I just, it's so much would have to change. And also you'd have to want everybody in the country to be on a relatively even playing field. You want everyone to have all of the benefits available. And that is not the mindset of many people in this country. They will shoot themselves in the foot to keep any person of color from getting anything that might be seen as a positive to everybody. They're like, they can't get it though. Then I won't have it. They can't get it. So it's boo. It's very boo. You know what? I was at the laundromat earlier this morning and they raised the price on the dryer.
And, yo.
Yeah. Here's how. It's still, you know, a quarter for however many minutes, right? And it was one quarter got you 8 minutes. And I put a quarter in and it said 7. And I hit the side of it.
Yo.
I was like, yo, I think this is busted.
Got him.
And then I put another one in and it said 14. I was like, well, I'll be goddamn. Like out loud. Very angry. Luckily, I had a mask on. So it just sounded like. But I was so angry. I was like, look at us. We're fucking frogs. And they done turned up the water on the frogs. And we're boiling. We're real close to boiling. Because when I came in, there was a woman screaming because what she brought in money wise was not enough. Because they had added a quarter to the price of the machines that she was using that had been like $350 and now they're $375.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to throw all my stuff in this $5 one and now I'm going to keep it $550. Like everywhere I went, it was another.
Yo, my dad owned the laundromat and like that was one of my first jobs. And, I still remember the day that we went from 25 from 10 to 9 for the dryer. And like, yo, that was upheaval. And yeah. And I'm talking like, I love my father. Like, sincerely, he's non-traditional, but like, he genuinely tried his best to be a good parent to me. I fully appreciate it. I believe that. That is the only time I really felt abandoned by my dad. He had me work that shift by myself.
Oh.
Real talk. He was like, I got to go pick some stuff up. And I had to deal with not only the first wave of people discovering that, but like the 6 a.m. wave. Like, these are people with shit to do.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, they showing up at 6 when I open. They like focused. That means them dudes had the quarters.
Right. They had an exact amount. Yeah. They knew what they need. That's what I'm saying. When you come in there, if you don't come in with a bunch of bills, but you come in with a baggie of quarters, that means you know exactly what you're trying to, and you have to shift everything.
Yo, pull off their whole little ecosystem. And they're like, it was always the easiest shift. That's how he got me. Cause he's like, I used to work that shift in the summer and like no one would talk. You know what I mean? Cause also if you 6 a.m., like, you on autopilot. Like,
You're not even thinking. Yep.
Yeah. Yo.
Right.
So, like, I got all of these people's first words that, like, they ain't planning on using for 2 hours.
Right.
And they trying to, like, adult complain to a 14-year-old.
Who, like, adult complain.
Straight up. Like, these are, like I was so, like, not ready for the, like, real life repercussions that, like, the quarters that they now needed represented.
Yeah.
You know, and like they telling me like the stress of this. They're like, looking back on it, I remember like being so fearful and confused and scared. Like, what is happening over these quarters? That like now as a man, as an adult, I know that, like, yo, we threw off that dude's whole world. Like,
yeah.
That dude had a level of peace, a system mm-hmm. that this threw in upheaval, yo. And yeah. I didn't know what this sounds like, yo. I didn't think I'd be apologizing about Cordis. And I was like, yo, I'm sorry, yo. I don't know what to tell you. When my dad gets here, we'll yell at him together, you know? Right. But, like, I'm just here to give you a bag. You want a free bag? I'll give you a bag. I don't know what to do. Hey, I'm sorry. Yo, I gave everybody that shit. We used to sell the trash bags.
Right, yeah.
In case somebody forgot a laundry bag. I gave everybody a bag. Yo, listen, I'm sorry. The quarters is up. Here's a quarter bag. You can have a bag. And my dad was like, yo, where the bags? I was like, you left me here to fend for myself. I gave away all them fucking bags. Like, everybody got a bag on me. You got a problem with that? Take that shit out my allowance. You know what I mean? Man. But the whole hood got bags today. Okay? Yo.
What a legendary day.
Real talk, yo. That's like for real trauma. Like, I remember mm-hmm. that shit.
Oh, that is, man. That is trauma. That was traumatic for everyone involved, but real your dad.
Talk. Yeah.
Who split. Everybody else who was having the worst morning. Absolutely. Yo.
And I really feel, yo, low key, if I saw that dude again, I'd hug him. Like, now. Like, yo, I'm sorry. I know you went through something that day.
Yeah.
I wasn't equipped to give you the answers. Mm-hmm. I hadn't worked retail yet, so I couldn't even do like the I hear you. Like,
right,
I didn't have the tools. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't show empathy. I had no tools in my skill set yet as a person. I was still learning. You know what I mean? Like, adult me would be like, listen, I know it's the bright, but I understand what you're going through.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I hear you. Sincere. Mm-hmm. I didn't have none of that in me. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yo, I'm so sorry to y'all. Yo, real talk, man. Wherever y'all are, those early customers.
Yeah, because that was me this morning. I was an early customer. Not as early as that woman who was just like, I need $250, like screaming that. But when that shit came up at 7, because the dryer is the first, that's how it looks at the numbers. It's been the same the whole time. And then when you look at the time, you're like, oh, I thought I had more time than that. You didn't. You didn't. They went up. They went up in price. But that 7 came up and my blood ran cold. I was like, hold on now. Shit. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Yo, this is going to be how somebody finds out they live in your neighborhood. They'll be like, yo, my laundry machine went up too.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. In other news, Sesame Street workers, workshop writers unanimously authorize a strike and will walk out on Friday if no deal is reached. There might be a picket line on Sesame Street. Writers at the Sesame Street workshop have voted unanimously to authorize a strike against the nonprofit organization, Writers Guild of America, said on Tuesday. The guild says there was 100% participation in the strike authorization vote from the 35-member bargaining unit. The writers are prepared to walk the picket line if a tentative deal isn't reached by Friday, which is when the current contract expires. The strike would include any and all work for Sesame Street. The writers, yo, this is real. The writers that Sesame Workshop hires are deeply committed to the work that we do. Like the workshop itself, we are a mission-driven and child-focused. And we work hard at telling stories that contribute to the workshop's curricula inspired by heart, curiosity, community, kindness, diversity, equity, and inclusion. In a statement to Deadline, Sesame Workshop spokesperson said, our writers are integral members of our creative team, and we are engaged in good faith negotiations with the WGA. We're still hopeful that we can come to an agreement in advance of the expiration. Negotiations for the Sesame Workshop's new contract began in February. According to the Guild, the new contract proposal includes an annual raise, improvements to residuals, and union coverage for Sesame Workshop's animation and social media segments. If a strike happens, picketing will begin April 24th outside of Sesame Workshop's offices in New York City.
Shit.
Yo, this is real, yo. that is hard, yo.
Okay. All right. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on here. Let's see here. Okay. What do they want? Who knows?
Nothing sounded crazy.
Nothing sounded insane. Nothing sounded crazy.
Annual raise.
Yeah.
Residuals.
I mean, yeah. Union coverage. I hear you on the union for animation. I mean, animation across the board, not just the Sesame board, but animation across the board. They don't have unions, if I'm not mistaken. That's something I feel like. And that's something that should absolutely be fixed across the board.
Like, real talk.
That's insane. Like, their writers aren't included, I think. And then the animators themselves, like, that's wild business. And then the social media segments of Sesame Street. Look, that they don't have a union is also, they should be considered part of the writing. Like,
yeah.
Because they're doing good work right now. Like, I've been watching, you know, I've been following, you know, on Twitter and even on IG, and like, they're doing a lot. I mean, think of that day recently when Elmo was just like, hey, how's everyone doing?
Yeah.
And the whole internet was like, we're not well, Elmo.
And somebody like, was really helping.
Yeah.
It was a real dude out there, a real woman, someone. It was a team of people. Responded.
Yeah, they were just like, oh shit, we need to address this. Like, yeah, get them what they need. Give them what they need.
Yeah.
Sesame Workshop. Oh, Lord. I don't want to see drawings of, you know, Bert and Ernie holding signs. I don't want to, you know, don't make me regret my tattoo. I don't think this will make me regret my tattoo. If the writers walk out, no.
Yeah.
Let them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't.
I'm with that, yo.
Do we really want those Muppets like speaking freely? I don't know. I don't know. We don't really know their politics. Like, you know what I mean?
Real
you can
talk.
Still want to, you still have to learn how to share or learn the alphabet or how to count to 20 and think, you know, you don't have to pay taxes, that everything should be privatized. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can still have those views. People do it all the time.
If you would like to find out the political stances of your favorite Sesame Street characters, all you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby.
I bet Elmo got some surprises for y'all.
If you have Apple or Spotify listening, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars, you're going to be mad when you find out that Elmo believes he lives in a sovereign state. You know what I mean?
What y'all going to do when Ernie turns out to be a libertarian? What y'all going to do?
Real talk.
Not be surprised. Not be surprised.
Yo, be ready. Yeah. Be ready.
Be ready.
5 stars, you knew it was coming, but you choose to see the art separate from the puppet. You know what I mean? I'm here to watch him count, okay?
Right, exactly.
That's it.
The way Cookie Monster be taking in those cookies and heart, there could be some issues.
Real
so let's
talk.
Get the right words into the mouths of these Muppets.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo at Gastromonte. Shout out this week to Lori McDaniel, Charlatan the Fraud. I really like that name. And Ellen, appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the admittedly interested in Elmo's plans to like continue to be a separate country while still living on Sesame Street. Gastro,
I mean, y'all know his dad fought in Desert Storm. I bring that up all the time. I bring it up all the time. That's why, you know, he was in Desert Storm. That was how they taught the kids. His dad came back with a with a jazz goatee. I don't know, man. We don't know. We don't know what's happening.
Oh man, that's ill, yo. You ain't see Elmo's dad and set it off? Real talk, yo. He's out there, yo.
I mean, you know, I think Elmo's dad was a young dad. I feel like he was like 19. I don't know if we really talk about this. He don't know how to handle. He don't know what happened.
He's stressed, yo.
He's stressed. I mean? He's very stressed.
With puppet empathizer, Shalee was sharp.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
She understands they struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm part Muppet myself, I think.
Oh, man. This has been admittedly excited about this political angle episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.